from the text line early in. This is how I like it. Right back at it. I love that Ron thinks he can play AAU basketball. Homie is like 80 wearing a thong. How did we arrive there? How do we arrive me playing
basketball in a thong?
At AAU. Is there a 40-year-old AAU?
I don't know.
I don't think there is. But I love it. Right back at it, baby. Right back at it. I couldn't even wear a jock strap. I didn't even feel good about that, man. I didn't feel good after I had my vasectomy that they wanted me to wear that.
Is that my boy Ron?
Flynn will get there.
No.
And they say no.
I've told you before.
Have you you've made the decision you're done with the vasectomy? We'll get to the Astros here in a second.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've told you this, and I'm dead serious. I mean, that is, I can hang this over my younger wife's head. When we wrap up with these kids, you get to acting funny. You get to thinking you're going to go find you. Just always know that the man in me, we can go elsewhere and have other kids. And now we can get other kids involved, and we can have just a little split family if you want to act that kind of way now.
Wow, dude. So
I got a little, I tell the wife now, I'm going to keep them bullets alive now.
So you're keeping it as a threat.
Keep them alive. You divorce me. There comes a time when you ain't gonna be able to have no more. But guess what I'm gonna do?
Holy mother of God!
Go find me a young, have me another one, and introduce you to them all, baby. That's my staying power right there.
About 7 to 10 years where you're in control,
Chief.
Huh?
When you start knocking on 50, there's only a few things where you have the control. Like you have, I mean, that's one of them right there. You want to act silly? You want to get sideways? You want to think about leaving me? Okay, just know this is what your boy's going to do.
This is what I love, Tyler. I never knew that you're wrapping up the vasectomy. You're going to roll into this is a threat that I have hanging over.
This is the one I got
it's
over my
something.
Head. You want to get sideways and start acting silly and go find you a dude your age, which would be significantly younger than me?
He's thought okay. this through.
Yeah, you
a
go,
lot.
Go ahead. I'm going to go find one a little younger than you, and we're going to have a little more offspring running around here, a few more sterners running around here.
My Lord.
That's the threat.
She just got to think about it. I learned that from a good buddy of mine up in Arkansas. I said, you know what? I'm going to steal that. I think that is a solid plan. I'm coming in there to get that work. Hey, that's how you create staying power, man.
Hey, get in here.
Stay in shape. Fight Father Time. And keep them swimmers alive.
You don't want to get in this gym.
We
got
no roadblocks in there.
You don't want to hit these. You don't hit these stations the way we need to hit these stations.
That's right.
Don't get sideways.
Don't get sideways. Don't get lippy with me.
All right, let's step you out of that, Clint.
Tyler's nervous in there for me.
Yeah, we all are.
I've laid this out for.
Clearly, I mean, you're coming at it confidently. My man Rob said yes, weaponizing that.
Yes, it's all we got, Rob. It's all we've got. When you hit 50, what the hell else you got, man?
He's trying to wait her ass out till she gets around 41.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I got you.
Well, who was it? Robert Redford? He done had him one at 72. I'm telling you,
did
baby.
Robert De Niro knock somebody up? I think Bob De Niro or Al Pacino, one of them.
Hey, probably both. I'd imagine both of them.
Might have been both.
Now, I don't know if they followed through with it. Probably both of them. Now, I'm just here to tell you. I mean, we ain't got much. Hell, when she's 13 years younger, you start knocking on 50, hell, things can go sideways real quick.
Holy smokes!
All right, again, let's step you out of this. Let's make an attempt. Astros, they...
hope you're listening, babe. Try
they're not only... They're not a huge...
Try me if you want to.
Come on. Razor! Razor!
Omaha!
Please. Razor! Riverside!
Free 90!
All right.
What was the audible? What was your favorite audible in Arkansas?
We were colored. Red 60, baby.
Red 60? That was the color?
That's how stupid defenses were back in the
60.
Day. Green, no color meant anything except for red and green, and we very, very rarely we used green. It was usually red meant, hey, I'm changing something. Y'all pay y'all's ass attention. It's hot. I'm hot. 60 was my protection, and then I gave the sign for my routes. And if I touched my knee to Anthony Lucas, he was going deep, and everybody knew it, and he still to this day holds the season average per catch.
Yeah,
calls the winners.
In my short high school career, I heard a lot of Razor.
Really? I mean, there was a lot of
Riverside, some sort of side that meant it was going the opposite.
Rip and Liz.
Yeah, some sort of side that meant it was going the opposite.
River Lake.
Yeah.
I don't know what
and Liz were our defensive calls a lot of the time.
I'm going to show you how simple we were. Everybody used it.
All right, here. Go ahead and stem over to the right there. All right. Astros not only sweep the Dodgers, who I think many people believe is best team in baseball. Just when you put it together, the players they have and what they can run out there and going into it, I believe maybe the Tigers did, but they had the best record in baseball going into that series. They not only sweep them, but they whoop their ass in dominating fashion, 29-6 over the three games in this thing. What was and you can jump in here, text line and YouTube and Twitch. What was for you all the most impressive thing about that three game sweep against the Dodgers as they are rolling? By the way, what are we, 13 straight series where they have not lost now, 12 or 13 straight they have not lost now. What was the most impressive for you?
Wow. I mean, most impressive? Boy, there's a lot to like, Ron. I would say, with context mattering here, I'm going to go with Lance McCullers out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I was driving and bouncing around a little bit and up in the hill country, and so I didn't get a chance to see. My in-laws are still moving in, so we're still kind of behind eight ball on what we can and can't watch on the TV. I did not know that game was national. When I turned it on, it was already a little funky.
Buried me in the H.
Oh, yeah.
But looking back and you know, over everything, there was a lot to like, man. But I know for me personally, I think Lance McCullers is hugely important to this team. And the way he came, he sputtered coming back from that injury. I was concerned for him to come back and go six innings, one earned. That's probably the what I like the most out of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. 18 runs, a good run support to help you out. Now, for Lance, I will say they were – the 10 spot came in the sixth. So, I mean, before that, it was still, still a game of a threat when you have the Dodgers. But no, man, Lance kind of jumping back. He's had those two really bad starts that are going to be hard for him to get away from. For me, man, it's just still – what they're able to do with the guys that aren't there. Like, that is still extremely impressive to go in and put up 29 runs and hold them to, you know, to six. And, I mean, Hunter Brown didn't start in this series. Obviously, you know, you ain't got Yordan. You don't have Jeremy Pena in the series, all right? And, you know, obviously, like, Jake goes down and, you know, in the middle of the series. And the injuries that you have up and down the list, I mean, and it don't matter. 29-6 with the guys that you putting up those lineups. You're looking at those lineups, and you look at their lineups versus what the Dodgers are putting out, and you're not seeing 29-6 develop. And like, it'd be one thing. All right, man. Hey, man. Hunter went in there and went off. Framber went in there and went off, and Lance, you know, got hot and start missing bats. No. Hell, Framber pitched. He was the worst of everybody. and mind you, in his last 11 starts, he's 9-0. The team is 11-0.
It feels huge.
He's got an ERA under 3. Like, I mean, it's he was the worst.
Yeah.
You know, he gave up 4. Well, Ryan Gusto went in there inspired and gave up one run to the damn Dodgers in 6 innings. The hell? Yeah. Who is short? Who are these people?
Hey, who's half of them?
Who are these people? He's
batting again, Ron, in the replay here. Time he looks up, Zach Shorts is either making a play or he's at the plate.
I bet he's hitting 150 for his career, and then came in here and went off.
I tell you, Ron, as you're talking through that, the most impressive. Now, personally, the Lance thing is just what I think the team needs, and I like to see it myself. Personally, does more for me. But you keep talking. Going in a three-game series in L.A. and only allowing 6 runs with no Hunter Brown and Framber being your only, really the only pitcher that started a game that anybody has any confidence in. Lance, the confidence level had to be low. And to hold that lineup to 6 runs in 3 games is overall, that's pretty
Otani,
that's pretty wild.
And
which we got to talk about that. Have we ever seen a guy do that? We ever seen anybody go out there and just in their rehab stint basically is against the Major League Baseball teams?
That's
go
what he's been doing.
30
man.
Pitches and go out
and then get jump out.
I'm
gonna
be honest with you. I don't want to kill the buzz around the Astros in this 3 game, but I'm glad his ass got up out of there. I'm gonna tell you them two innings when he was pitching.
That's what he was doing, man.
Woo, dog.
And, hey, and he's getting up 100, man.
Hey, he's high 90s. And that breaking ball, which was, I mean, and the thing is, you know, it's never a strike. And then it's breaking out of the, I mean, into the dirt, yeah, and guys are swinging at
it's
it.
It's going to be big. Like,
he's intimidating the hell out of folks.
Whenever he gets himself to a space where, you know, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I'm glad it didn't, because them old boys they brought, they came in there, the Astros started teeing off on them.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue.
By the way, Oral Hershiser kissed my ass, too.
All right, well, let's figure out.
Yeah, whine more, you little bitch.
All right, we can figure out why Oral Hershiser just took a side swipe here on why he can kiss Clint's ass on the way out of the first segment.